Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Who's winning?
I'll give you a hint. Me.
Yeah, well, hang in there, Cindy.
Hi, honey.
Did
you have a good day?
Oh, about same as usual. How about you?
Well, not quite as usual as usual.
That's unusual. You gonna tell me what made it not as usual as usual?
Well, I merely found out that we're gonna have an addition to the family.
We're gonna have a what?
Well, six kids plus one kid equals seven kids. Well, aren't you going to say something?
My mouth is willing, but the rest of me is too numb to cooperate. Honey, are you sure? I mean, are you really sure?
Positive. Are you sure that a man in your condition should be carrying that heavy briefcase?
Did you hear that? Mom's going to have a baby. Wow. Hey, Willie, the other kids find out.
Kind of shocked, aren't you?
I didn't even see a jar of pickles in the refrigerator.
When are we expecting?
Tomorrow. And it's going to be a boy.
Okay, Carol, come on. What's really going on around here?
Oh, honey, I was just trying to be funny. But we are going to have an addition to the family. That is, if you approve.
What'd the kids bring home this time? Stray elephant?
No. It's my nephew, Oliver. Can he come and stay with us for a while?
Oliver, how come?
Well, Jack's being sent to South America on an engineering project, and he's taking Pauline with him.
Can he take Oliver with him?
Well, they wanted to very much, but it's a jungle area, and there aren't any schools. Well, honey, after all, Oliver is eight.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I think I'll get some eight-year-old cigars to pass out at the office.
Fantastic secret in the whole world.
Cindy, we're doing our homework.
Can't your secret wait?
Only for 9 months.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that Mom's gonna have a baby.
A baby?
What?
How'd you find that out?
Well, my ears just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I heard her tell Dad.
That's really wild.
Super.
It'll be like old times. I used to be a pretty good burper.
Hey, we better not let Mom know that we know until she wants us to know. You know?
Yeah, you understand, Cindy?
Mm-mm.
I'll sum it up for you in two words, sweetheart.
What?
Don't blab.
Baby.
I can't believe it. Hey, you guys, have I got great news?
What?
Mom's gonna have a baby.
A baby?
Are you sure?
May I never read a comic book again?
You sure?
Hey, don't tell Mom I told you, huh?
Okay. What do you know?
Wow, a baby. Here, I can't practice at a time like this. I'm an expectant brother.
Don't do that, Mrs. Brady.
Why not, Alice?
Well, salad for nine is a lot, and I used a very heavy dressing.
Mom, you shouldn't be doing that.
Let us set the table. Take it easy.
Are you two volunteering to help? Are you sure you're feeling all right?
That's a question we should be asking you.
Alice, is there something going on around here that I should know about?
Well, if you don't know about it, Mrs. Brady, nobody does.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
No, no. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, you look great.
Thanks.
Better than you ever did.
Okay, this is beginning to sound like Operation Snow Job. Did report cards come in today?
Mm-mm. We just want you to know how happy we are about you looking so good.
Alice, what's for dessert?
Why, did you have a craving for something special? A watermelon a la mode, maybe?
Ugh, watermelon a la mode. That is a weird combination, Alice.
Yeah, but did you have a craving for it?
Okay, I demand to know what's going on around here.
Well, if you insist, Mrs. Brady. We know about the new family addition, and we're all very happy about it.
Oh, you've heard about Oliver.
Oliver, won't that be kind of a funny name if it's a girl?
Wait a minute. Is this family under the impression that I'm going to have a baby?
Aren't you under that impression?
Oliver is my nephew, and he's just coming to live with us for a while.
Oh, well, in that case, I'd better make a fast phone call and cancel that order.
What order, Alice?
The teeny tiny tot diaper service.
Oh, wait till those girls find out they tipped the dishes for nothing. Now, remember, kids, Oliver's an only child, and it may take him a while to get used to having six brothers and sisters around.
Well, we'll make him feel right at home.
Sure, Mom.
I'm so glad you kids are happy he's coming to stay with us.
Hey, Cindy, now you and me won't be the youngest. We'll have somebody to push around.
Bobby.
Here we are.
Oliver.
Hey, Oliver.
Oh, honey.
Hi.
Welcome to your new family.
Well, thanks, Aunt Carol.
Hey, Oliver, let's play basketball.
No, let's go on the swings.
Hey, kids, he's not a wishbone.
Oh, it's okay, Uncle Mike. I like being popular.
Hey, Oliver, you moved in at a great time. We're going on a tour of a movie studio Saturday.
That's right.
Well, I should have moved in a few days years ago.
Come on, Oliver, let's go outside. Come on, let's go shoot some baskets.
Oh, Mike, I think Oliver's going to be very happy here.
Well, the kids are giving him a warm welcome.
Can I watch?
Sure. Cindy, hand me those brushes.
Oh, I'll get them.
Oliver, you ruined my painting.
Gee, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
Alice, you certainly feed us well.
Careful you don't build that too high. The city is built on an earthquake fault.
I've only just begun. No, thanks. I'll get it.
No, I'm real good at ketchup. You gotta hit the bottom real hard, like this.
Think you got the hang of it now, Greg?
Can I help?
No, it's all right, Over. I can handle it.
Oliver, it's okay. I can get it.
Well, if
you insist. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
It's all right. Worst Dad can do is kill me.
What do you think?
What is it?
It's a 6-foot by 5-foot afghan.
You're short a few feet.
Uncle Mike, Aunt Carol, can I say something?
Sure. Sure you can. Go ahead, what is it?
Well, I just wanted to say goodnight and thank you for letting me stay here with you guys.
Oh, Oliver, we're so thrilled to have you here with us.
We sure are.
Now, you go on upstairs and get into bed. We'll be up in a minute to tuck you in. And you know what? Tomorrow, we're going to help you write a letter to your mommy and daddy. I'll bet you miss them, huh?
Yeah, but when you get to be as big as I am, you understand those kind of things.
We figured you would.
Anyway, I really like it here. It's super. Night.
Night, honey. That's okay, Oliver. It wasn't your fault.
Well, look on the bright side, honey. You're not going to have time to finish that anyway.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I have a year-old hand-knit sock to prove it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Who can sleep with that buzzsaw going?
Yeah, for a little guy, he sure snores big.
Sounds like the MGM lion.
How are we gonna get any sleep?
I read once where you can stop people from snoring by rolling them over. Let's try it.
All right.
Quiet. Dad can't get any sleep around here.
I'm telling you, Oliver's a jinx.
Oh, come on.
What about the ketchup he doused you with?
It was an accident.
Well, what about the flower pots you made me bust?
And the lamp last night.
Are you talking about Oliver?
Yeah.
He's a disaster area, and I've got a painting to prove it.
Jan, that was just an accident.
But what about the dishes he made you drop?
Well, I guess that was an accident, too.
How come we're having all these accidents only since Oliver moved in?
Yeah. I like Oliver, but he's a jinx.
Sure looks like that.
Wish he could have stayed with some other relatives.
Yeah, but I guess there's nothing we can do about it. We're stuck with him.
Doing in there?
Better not come near me, Aunt Carol.
Why not?
Something bad will happen. I'm a jinx.
A jinx? Okay, Oliver. What's going on?
I told you I'm bad luck. If I found a four-leaf clover, it would probably turn out to be poison ivy.
Oliver, who gave you the idea that you were a jinx?
The other kids. I heard them talking.
What'd they say?
They said wherever I go, terrible things happen. And they're right. I'm bad news.
Well, I've got good news. We're going to solve your problem right now. Come on, Mr. Jinx.
Oliver, take my word for it. There is no such thing as a jinx.
We think it's good luck to have you here with us.
I thought so, too. But there sure is a lot of evidence on the other side.
Well, look. Maybe you did cause a couple of minor accidents, but that can happen to anybody.
I know, but I'm very good at it.
Oliver, anyone who believes in a jinx is just superstitious.
That's me, and I was trying so hard to make everybody like me.
Oh, Oliver, everybody does like you. Now, you just forget all about this jinx business, promise?
Well, I'm going to forget it if the other kids are.
Now, that I can guarantee. I'm surprised at you. You had poor Oliver shaken up.
Well, we had no idea he was listening, Dad.
Or else he would have closed the window.
Honey, that's not the point.
We don't have anything personal against him, Dad. He's a nice kid.
But it's just sort of weird being first cousin to a catastrophe.
Oliver is not a catastrophe. Oliver's not a jinx. Look, those accidents happen because he's just trying too hard to be helpful, that's all. Or they're coincidences.
I guess Dad's right.
Now, remember this. For the time being, at least, Oliver is a member of this family. And what we do, he does, and where we go, he goes. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Start making Oliver feel like he belongs.
Boy, I guess that means Oliver has to come with us on the tour of the movie studio Saturday.
Yeah. I sure hope we don't have any more of those so-called coincidences.
Yeah, just when he asks for an autograph, we get hit by a truck.
Can we help you paint it?
I've got to do it myself. I get a grade on it for my class project. Hi. Hey, Oliver, how'd you like to learn about ceramics?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, Oliver, it's fun.
I better not. I might bring you some bad luck.
Oh, you won't. Dad said you're not a jinx.
Well, let's keep it that way.
I can steal the ball.
Hey, Oliver, how about playing with us? You and me against these two clowns.
No, I just better watch.
Come on, Oliver, we need another guy.
I'll bust a ball or something.
No, you won't. That jinx stuff is silly superstition.
Hey, come on, we want you to play.
You really mean it?
Sure we do. Let's show these bums how to play basketball. Come on, Bob.
Come on, Oliver. Pass it.
All right. Lucky my foot. Come on, Oliver. Go get
Peter!
It. Get it. Yeah, get Oliver. It. Steal it.
Oh, ball. Never, never.
Come on, Bobby. Where is everybody?
Oh, honey, the boys are outside playing basketball with Oliver. Whatever you said sure worked.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm just going to take this down to the office. I won't be gone long.
Oh, honey, can I see? That looks terrific.
Yeah, well, it should. Took me almost as long to make it as it will the real building.
What is this?
Oh, those are the fountains. See, and I've rigged it where you can put real water in there, and the little fountains shoot up. This whole side comes off, and you can see little people in there, and the lights work.
Oh, honey.
Come on, over his head. Come on, Bobby.
Just converted my high-rise into a low-rise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gee, and the elevators worked and everything.
Boy, I hope we see a lot of movie stars on the tour.
If I run into Robert Redford, I'll faint.
Me too.
I'll beat you both to the ground.
Is everybody here?
Where's Oliver? Oliver!
Oliver!
Come on, Oliver.
I think I better stay home, Aunt Carol.
But, Oliver, I thought you were so excited about going to the movie studio.
That was before I turned into a jinx.
I thought we were over all that.
Me too, but it happened again.
Well, okay. That's it. If Oliver's not going, I'm not going either, right, Greg?
Right. And if you're not going, I'm not going. Right, Alice?
Oh, right, Greg. If you and Mrs. Brady aren't going, I'm not going either. Right, Bobby?
Wrong. I'm going.
Bobby.
Just kidding.
See, Oliver, now if you don't come, nobody's going to go.
Okay, I'll go. But you're all doing this at your own risk.
We'll take our chances.
Okay. Come on, Oliver.
Everybody put your seatbelt on for the speed tour.
Together.
All right. 2, 4, 6, 7. Is that 8 or 9?
9.
Well, may I ask your name?
Carol Brady.
Miss Brady.
That's Mrs. Brady.
Mrs. Brady, would you please step through the gate into one side for a moment?
Is something wrong?
Oh, hardly.
What's going on? Are we going to get to see the tour?
Wow. Look at that. Look at that. Really?
Wonder
wonder what movie she's in.
Oh, just watch it.
I don't know.
Well, why do you call us over to the side?
I'm Jim Douglas, and I'm in charge of Marathon Studio Tours. Congratulations, Mrs. Brady.
Well, what for?
Well, you have 9 people in your group, and the 9th is the 1,000,000th visitor to come through our gates. So you win the grand prize.
Oh, well, what is the grand prize, Mr. Douglas?
Well, you all get to appear in a Marathon Studio movie.
Well, wait a second, kids. We're really so thrilled with this honor.
Are we going to be actors?
Well, not exactly actors. You'll all be extras. That is, if you want to have a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. We're all game, huh, kids?
Yes. Yes. Okay, wonderful. If you'll all step upstairs to wardrobe, they'll take Carrie up there.
Oh, well, thanks, Oliver. Because of you, we're 9 instead of 8.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, for Oliver, the people behind us would have been in the mood.
Still feel like a jinx.
Not anymore.
Okay, everybody, we're going to go for a take. Now, remember, Brady family, this is a takeoff on an old-time silent movie. Now, you know what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Well, we hope so.
Okay, good. Now, take your places and have a lot of fun with it. Oh, and don't look at the camera. Oh.
All right? Okay, roll them.
Okay. All right, ready? And action. Okay, now you hear the car accident. Crash! Now react!
Okay, now move off toward the car. Go ahead.
What you do if I can't make my deliveries? I'm out of business practice. Look what you did to my fender there. You ruined me!
We like having you here with us.
Right after I finish, I'll take out the trash.
It's Bobby's turn to take out the trash.
Well, he shoved it off on me, just like he made me sweep up the garage.
Well, that isn't very nice of him.
Oh, I don't mind. On account of the lizard.
What lizard?
One I'm going to put in his bed.
Oh. Just make sure it's out before I change the sheets.